And now, an ad from Dad.
All right. Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Hi, Jade. Thanks for joining us. Following up on recent news over last weekend that Star Media is launching its first homegrown over-the-top or OTT video-on-demand content services. It's called Dim Sum. So are you positive on this latest news?
We are neutral on this development. This launch ties in very much with Star's ongoing initiative to diversify away from its core print segment. First with its foray into the exhibition space with City Neon and now with their video on demand service Dim Sum. At the moment, we don't have many details on this venture. So what Star has released so far tells us roughly the type of content that will be offered and Dim Sum subscription price, but no details on its cost structure were released. So it's difficult to know the impact of Dim Sum to Star at this juncture. But I would say if Dim Sum is executed well and the content selection is good, this could potentially be a growth prospect for Star.
But we're already seeing an influx of various OTT platforms then that consumers have a whole load of options to choose from. There's iFlix, Netflix, Tonton by Media Prima, Astro on the Go. Now, do you think Star Media is perhaps late to the game and is already entering a very crowded space?
Yes, Star is definitely not the first company to go into OTT in Malaysia. But they are the first OTT to provide only Asian content, which is where they are different. Looking at iFlix, they have mostly English content, and they do not provide simulcasts. As for Tonton, they have mostly Malay content, so Malay soap operas and such, and they target the Malay viewers. Netflix also has purely English content, and they produce their own content exclusive to their platform. So each existing OTT has core focus in different types of viewers. For Star's Dim Sum service, they're tapping into a relatively untouched area, I would say, especially since they claim to offer simulcast exclusive and HD content on Dim Sum to appeal to their viewers.
Aside from the content part, Jade, pricing for Dim Sum is also actually very attractive at only 15 ringgit per month compared to the other alternatives we mentioned. Do you think this is a plus point for, Star to attract subscribers?
Yes, Dim Sum is priced at 15 ringgit per month, which is roughly 50 cents a day. So it is not expensive. Compared to other OTT players, iFlix subscription costs about 8 ringgit per month. Tonton subscription cost is about 10 per month. And Netflix cheapest package is 33 ringgit per month. So Dim Sum's 15 ringgit charge is not expensive, like I said. Also, the service allows up to 5 concurrent users under one subscription, which essentially comes up to 3 ringgit fee per user per subscription. So if we look at it further, we compare Dim Sum with Astro's normal package of around 100 ringgit. Their subscription is at an 85% discount to Astro. Now, in regards to content, I think viewers nowadays like to watch content almost immediately after it's released. And since Star's OTT service claims to offer simulcast content, it's a big advantage over competitors who don't offer it. Also, with a portion of their content being exclusive, this will also help attract more viewers to its service. And again, this is provided Dim Sum has a good portion of its content being new and up-to-date.
The Star Media is also, of course, busy with various other projects. It also officially launched its Marvel's Avengers Station exhibition in Singapore at the end of October. This is through its subsidiary, SGX-listed City Neon Holdings, which owns global rights to the franchise. Now, Jade, you were at the launch, actually. So what were some of your key takeaways from your visit?
Yes, I was at the launch. They launched the Avengers Station in Singapore on the 29th October, and it'll run up to 5th March next year. I would say it was a very unique experience. Traditional exhibitions that I've been to in the past were static. You walk through the exhibit admiring paintings or reading blurbs on the wall, but this exhibit was very interactive, very fun, and even on a weekday, I saw a good mix of people around. School kids especially seem to be having a lot of fun. The concept behind the exhibition is also very interesting. It's designed as a so-called training center for new Avengers recruits, And at each character exhibit, we used our iPod handhelds to answer quizzes and take pictures of for our ID profile. So it was fun. And I see the appeal it would have on fans of the Marvel movies because they really maintained the Marvel brand very well.
Sounds exciting. I think I need to book my tickets soon. following up on that also, Jade, but contribution from City Neon at first half of 2016 was, it only came at 7.4 million, so it's still pretty minimal. But so are you expecting City Neon to play a larger role perhaps as part of Star Media Group's larger efforts to diversify away from its print segment, which is still a contributes to 60% of revenue, so it's still a very core part of the Star Media Group's business?
Yeah. So right now, we are only incorporating 5 to 8% net contribution from City Neon in our earnings model for FY16 to 18. We don't expect City Neon to have significant contribution to Star's group earnings this year. City Neon only acquired Victory Hills Exhibitions, which is the license holder of the Marvel's Avengers rights, in September last year. And since then, they've only held traveling exhibitions in Seoul and Paris and now Singapore. For the exhibition in Seoul, visitorship was strong at the beginning, but when there was a MERS outbreak, we understand that visitor momentum stopped. Also, their permanent exhibition in Las Vegas only began in June this year, and City Neon is not paying dividends yet. That said, however, looking at the exhibition pipeline that they have laid out so far, we expect earnings contribution to ramp up in 2017 and 18. The Avengers exhibition is already set to travel to Taiwan and Melbourne in 2017 and another 2 years in China for both 2017 and 18. And not to mention their plans for the Transformers exhibition debut in Las Vegas on a permanent basis before traveling around the globe as well. So City Neon might play a bigger role, especially since, like you said, print has been having a tough time.
And talking about dividends, Star Media Group is also a well-known dividend play stock. Now, the group is likely to pour in, you know, lots of cash into this new investment. So do you see dividend payout trends likely to decline further as a result?
Okay, so currently Star's dividend payout ratio is more than 100%, with a yield of around 7%. Historically, Star has been paying 18 cents dividend since 2011, with the exception of 2013, where they paid 15 cents dividend. Back then, Star's earnings were affected by banks tightening on credit cards and property loans, so consumer confidence was weak. Presently, you must remember that Star has a net cash of $337 million as at end of June 2016, which roughly translates to around 46 cents per share. So they have a strong balance sheet. Now, assuming with weak consumer sentiment, Star's EPS falls this year, and using a 100% payout, they're only available to pay or to declare 15 cents dividend for FY16 to investors. That 3 cents shortfall in dividends can be paid out of their cash pile. In fact, with cash of 46 cents per share, this can sustain Star for the next 15 years. But of course, this is just an example. Our DPS forecast for Star is still 18 cents for the next 3 years. And we still don't know the startup cost for dim sum, but it's not expected to be large. With OTTs, the bulk of the expense usually stem from content costs.
Thank you. That was Jade Tom, analyst at Maybank Investment Bank. And now Julian Ng is standing by to speak to Joe Quinlan, chief market strategist at U.S. Trust Bank of America Private Wealth Management in New York.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers!